How do you get thousands of homeless people into shelter? One idea, send them someplace else to find it. They're trying this out in Portland. One-way bus or train tickets for homeless people who want to leave the city. Susan Salisbury is with the Portland group 211 Info. They're running this pilot. She says it isn't just a one-way ticket out of town. It's help for people who have a better situation somewhere else and no way to get there. But in Seattle, Sarah Rankin with the Homeless Rights Advocacy Project at Seattle University is not so sure.
I'm skeptical because we have seen jurisdictions where this sort of approach is perceived of as a primary response. But two, it also supports sort of the myth of migration, that people are actually being bused in from other jurisdictions. And we hear this all the time. Every city that we talk to says and suspects that their particular crisis of homelessness is the result of some other city piping their own poor populations into other jurisdictions. And that sort of narrative is used as a scare tactic to discourage investment in addressing the problems of those particular populations. So there's more than one way that this sort of project can end up having a negative impact. I think what Portland can do to make sure that this sort of limited project actually results in a good outcome is to design and implement an evaluation program from the very beginning of its inception that will show that that intervention is successful in terms of leaving that individual better off than they would have been without the intervention.
Susan, do you have those kind of that ability to make sure the people you give a bus ticket to end up better off?
Yes, one of the requirements that's been built into the program from the beginning is both a verification before the person travels. They're required to have a firm contact, and that contact party is contacted and screened to make sure that there is a stable situation there, that the person is, you know, going to be met, physically met when they arrive. And there also is a 90-day follow-up to make sure, to check in and see how things are going. And through 211's network of information and referral agencies around the country, we can also make sure that if there are additional resources that they need in that location, that we can make sure that they get hooked up with resources where they are. And before this pilot program, and this is a pilot, only going through June 30th, so we definitely want to evaluate carefully what the outcomes are. We did talk to programs around the country that have implemented similar transportation kinds of programs. And one of the things that we specifically asked about was, how is this perceived by both people participating in the program and by the general public? Because I agree that public perception of these programs can sort of drive us off in the wrong direction. So we don't want to set up a program that's going to encourage just shipping people out. That's not at all what this is about. We simply want to help people who really are highly motivated to get to where they want to go. They have a place that's going to work for them. And with that follow-up, to see how things are going for them.
Sarah, it sounds like this is about helping people.
I don't think there's any grounds to question the good intentions. Let me just distinguish this from some other instances, some very isolated instances that I'm aware of, where the work has not been undertaken by the city, but instead has been undertaken by social workers and members of the faith community who have very deep, long-standing relationships with the individuals who are being served. And they, in those instances, don't just confirm with those locations or follow up after 90 days. They maintain a relationship, a meaningful relationship with those individuals. And it's clear in those relationships that if that individual has any sort of failure or things fall through in their new location, that they are welcome to return and that support exists back in the originating jurisdiction. And so part of the skepticism comes from a concern that without that sort of open door of return back and we will continue to help you, you run the risk of it being a campaign of displacement instead of one that is and remains focused on the well-being of the individual.
What's your response, Susan?
This is a program that's developed as a consortium of 9 other homeless services programs. And if a program in Portland is already working with a family or an individual, they know them well, and if it ends up that really this family or this individual really wants to be somewhere else, they need to be somewhere else, then we want to facilitate that. And the agencies that are participating have been working with folks for a long, long time, some of them. And so we're not just going to simply cut ties with people that we're serving through this program. We are well equipped to offer additional resources and support to folks through 211 to refer them to other support systems in their current location. The program doesn't have a round trip built into it, but through our own networks of resources, we would offer additional support, check in with the person. There's a considerable amount of support available for people to call for additional services.
What do each of you think of the theory that a city that helps homeless people too much is a city that attracts homeless people? Susan?
I don't think there's anything attractive about being homeless. I think that it's not something that anyone would wish for. And I don't think that there's any action on the part of any authority or jurisdiction that would encourage that. And I think that there's an aspect here of basic human compassion, which we believe in here at 211 Info. And I don't think that there's any, it doesn't serve anyone to encourage homelessness in any way. And it's I don't believe it's a choice that anyone would intentionally make given a level playing field.
Sarah?
I think the two issues really need to be severed because the program that Portland is undertaking that Susan's been talking about is one that is, if it's done well and if it meets its goals, is really supposed to be reconnecting people experiencing homelessness with robust support that will lift them out of homelessness. And that, when I say robust support, I mean family, friends, not services, not another shelter in some other place. When we hear about the myth of migration, that's that sort of myth that other people are coming in hordes from other places to chase services. And we see this as really a scare tactic to discourage that sort of investment. And we also, this sort of narrative frequently dehumanizes people and frames them as something like a virus or a rash that spreads. We've seen instances where this sort of myth is equates human beings to animals. You know, sort of a don't feed the pigeons mentality. We have seen no data to support the suggestion that the provision of more accessible and meaningful services results in an increase in the homeless population in that area.
Sarah, you've talked about a way to keep people rooted where they are, help people where they are. What do you mean by that?
Well, the web of laws and policies that cities often have in place result literally in the purging of visibly poor people from public space and the moving of people to the literal fringes of society. So this is a really recurring issue that we see across the nation. And so that's why, you know, projects like the busing project, if it doesn't have a round trip, it will provoke concern that it would be a feeding into a possible campaign of displacement or something that could be one city's washing their hands of needing to further support their own residents. What we'd really, really like to see is a change in those sorts of laws so that homelessness is really recognized as part of the shared problem of a particular community and to keep people where they are so that we can work at this in a compassionate and integrated way.
Keep people where they are. What's your comment on that, Susan?
Well, I just want to emphasize that this is just one part of a much larger effort here in Portland. This is a program that's developed as a consortium. These are all folks that work daily, hands-on, with people providing services, getting them housed, working with people to establish themselves within the community here in Portland. All of them are members of this consortium with no intent to disestablish people from this community and send them off elsewhere. We're only working with people who are motivated to go, who want to be somewhere else, and who need to be somewhere else. No one is interested in sending someone off with no services and no supports.
Susan Salisbury is with 211 Info in Portland, and they're running this pilot program that helps homeless people leave Portland if they have somewhere stable to go. You also heard from Sarah Rankin, who runs the Homeless Rights Advocacy Project at Seattle University. She wants to see us helping homeless people where they are. Now, Seattle's service providers offer a similar program to the one in Portland. A homeless person here can get bus, train, sometimes plane tickets if they have a place to stay or a job lined up somewhere else in the country.